Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Sum of You show. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz. Hi, honey.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. So Blog Talk, I don't know. I had to try a couple times.
Whatever.
It feels like it's been forever, and I know it hasn't. But that always happens between Thursday and Tuesday.
Long weekend, huh?
Long life.
Oh.
Girl. So, I don't even know where to begin. So, why don't we start like this? Is there anybody in the queue?
No.
Okay. No, I'm kidding. You sure? No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
No.
No, there isn't. Ha ha ha. No. Okay. So, So I have come to the realization, well, it made me think of lyrics to a very old song, but an iconic one, that it's very liberating to have nothing to lose. Very liberating. And I automatically thought of that Janis Joplin song, which I'm surprised that I recalled it, but I guess because it's such an iconic line, where I believe the line is, freedom's just a, I think the line is, freedom's just another word for nothing else to lose.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
From me and Bobby McGee?
Well, me and somebody, yeah. Anyway, me and nobody. Me and nobody McGee. Yeah. So, it's, it's remarkable when you step into that acceptance and that willingness to no longer be as reactive. As human beings, we're going to react. That's just, hello, survival instinct. But to have a tempered sense of reaction, of reactivity. All right, tempered meaning that, yeah, you're going to react if the stove is hot, or you're going to react if a car is getting a little bit too close to you. I mean, that's just wired into us. But tempered reactivity, where you're not going to fall apart, although a situation could warrant that, but more in that kind of warrior spirit, like, I got this. And because I have nothing to lose, I have to have this. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm just going to, give me half a second. I just want to plug in my headset because I didn't get a chance to do that because I was literally running to the phone.
Yeah, fine.
So
yeah,
give me half a second. Yeah, I'll be right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back. Okay.
Okay.
So without getting into too much detail, I pretty much accepted the fact that I'm going to, or I am handling all of my kids' expenses.
Hmm.
Pretty much just, okay, that's what this is. Pretty much took that on. And hopefully by the end of April, that's when taxes are filed, post that, but by the end of April, officially I'll have full ownership of my residence, or it would be myself and my eldest son, but technically full ownership of my residence. And That's worth losing everything for, in my mind. And not micromanaging or engaging, not micromanaging, or engaging in stuff that really doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's a very daunting feeling, but I'm figuring it out, and I feel so damn free. Like, it's amazing.
Mm.
I'm sure.
So it's easier, like, it, mm-hmm. not easier necessarily, it, but it's not mm-hmm. worth it to
right.
Mm-hmm. continue even the type of relationship you have had with your ex to
yep.
manage the responsibilities that come with having the kids.
The fiscal responsibilities, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Wow.
That is scary yeah. AF, but yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I will find a way. Boom.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like what's coming to light, or what's probably you've known, but I think for you to put it
mm-hmm.
in terms of like a decision and how you're changing your way of life,
yep.
is that relationship, the dynamics have taken such a toll on you.
Yep.
Emotionally and
everything.
Fiscally. every way that it's...
Everything.
When we talk about people needing to step away, like, you're, like, really needing to step away from all of it.
Yes, ma'am.
And I know that, you know, for most people, I think it's... when you get into any type of relationship, especially when you're married, there's a partnership, there are things that you've agreed to, that you've vowed to do, whatever.
Bound would be the word.
Yeah. And then, you know, over the years or however long it takes over the course of a relationship, that those things have just fallen apart, you know, and they've
yeah.
morphed into something else. And there's so much else that goes with it. That's toxic.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's one of the only ways, even if it's, you know, like for right now, you're making that statement and it's just like, I just need to, you know, you're ready. It's not even like, I'm going to give it a break. You know, if you're ready to kind of
no,
go all in
it.
And say, that's,
yeah. It's not worth it.
So.
My home is
wow.
worth this.
I mean,
my home is worth this sacrifice or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Saving my home. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
You know, this is that time of year where
yeah. mm-hmm.
these big ideas and plans come up and, you know, you're faced, most of us are faced with looking at, you know, where we are right now and what we want to change about it. So
right.
I get it. And I say good luck to you. I didn't know that. I know it's not easy.
Oh God, no.
I think it's easy to do it. I mean, it's easy to say, you know, mentally I'm behind it because I'm just done with it. But as it unfolds, you know, the reality of it.
Oh, it, yeah.
I know.
Trust me. Yeah.
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 You say, you know, it's quite scary.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting is yes, absolutely. But I've been really doing most of their essential day to day anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to get into the areas of like school and camp and things of that nature.
Right.
That's where it's a little right. scary, but I will find a way, you know. So I have resources or kind of, I could depend on the kindness of strangers. No, not true. Or, no, I have resources. If, you know, I can do an installment plan. Like, I will figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and I'm very confident. It was interesting because I'm dealing with all this stuff. Yes, it's this time of year, absolutely for reflection. I think a big part of fueling that reflection are certain mandates, whether it's with the IRS, right, or it's with renewing insurance or getting insurance for yourself and your children, or in terms of housing, recertification, because we have to do that every year in April after to show tax returns. Well, it's the first time I'm showing a tax return, single head of household,
right,
two dependent children. So that's why all this is flooding the gate, so to speak, with, okay, take care of this, take care of this. And I'm someone that shied away from all, I was that wife, and I didn't want anything to do. I was too busy hustling. I didn't want to get into the APR and rating and percentage and transferring balances.
Right.
And, no. I'm busy trying to make a dollar, okay, and feeding these kids and doing everybody's laundry. And, like, no, that wasn't my job. I had too many other things going on. So now I'm educating myself real quick. And on Friday, I sat down with an insurance navigator, and a lot is based on 2018, because that year just ended, and projected for 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So 2018, most painful year of my life, and the finances reflect that, because that was part of the pain. And okay, so fine. That means I'll get low-cost insurance for myself and the children. Yay. And what was very interesting, there's all these algorithms and things that they have to go through. So when she's talking about projected for 2019, she said, well, let's run the same numbers. I said, don't, please don't. Please don't. Because it's my intention that I'm going up from here. So whatever that means in terms of insurance, I will respond accordingly. But once you're covered for 12 months, thank you, God, like myself and the children. So, and you have to recertify for everything. You have to renew. It's not like, oh, I'm set. No, you're not.
Right.
But it gives you that breathing room to elevate your situation, which I fully intend to do. Keep going. Not playing with numbers or having such chronically low numbers to work the system. No.
Mm.
No. I know plenty of people do it, but no. That's not how I roll. So I have a lot of faith. And it will all be sorted out. And particularly my younger son, who needs the type of education that he's getting right now, at least through next year, because I'm stabilizing him. And he needs to go to a therapeutic camp.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not compromising on that. And I'm not waiting for it's convenient for somebody else. No, it's what he needs. I'll figure it out.
Mm.
Paid the deposit. Mm. Boom. And normally I would have gotten the reimbursed for it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic, because it's sort of like, you know, what Anna's going through, but it's different in that she's been asking, like, you need to tell me how much.
I know. See, tell her to clone herself, stat. Tell Stephanie she got it good. Right now. Oh, my God. Do you need anything? Oh, yeah. Here's a gift card for or the grocery store that you get delivery from. Oh, thank you. How much is a can of honey? Don't call me honey, but I'll tell you what it is. Okay.
right.
Oh, God,
right.
No. Oh.
Wow.
Oh, God bless Anna. Oh. Because I ain't proud. Damn.
Wow.
That's, oof.
Well, yeah, that's a lot to, that's a lot you're still going through, you know, that you're still, these realizations and how you're shaping and changing where you have been to where you want to go.
I was married for a long time. It makes sense. I mean, I was really in this relationship for more than half my life. So.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking, Thirty-plus years, and I'm in my 50s. So, I was in my 20s. Yeah, that's a long time. So that makes sense to me. It's gonna. Mm-hmm. This was. I mean, they were. They were together 18.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you gotta. Yeah, I guess it's math. You know, you gotta add on another decade. Boom. Or
yeah.
Decade and a half. Yeah. So that will do it. Yeah, and I knew. Mm. And I knew. 3 years ago, I knew the relationship was hemorrhaging.
Mm-hmm.
And not good, and I wasn't good. And 2 years ago, I knew I had to get a divorce. And a year ago, I was homeless. So here we go. I knew it was going to take time. And when I made the decision, I remember shaking my head saying, oh, God, no, can you find it? But is there any, can you, And I would try different things to no avail. Like, well, if this works out this way, then it means, or if this doesn't backfire, then it means, okay, keep trying. Well, so of course I'm in a minefield. Everything's backfiring.
Right.
Everything's backfiring. And I just remember sitting in my bedroom, sobbing. Not because I was sad about terminating this relationship with this man, but sad because of what the road that was, like, terrified and sad of the road, not understanding finances. And I'm a quick learner, and I actually like doing my finances. Call me crazy. I like it because I feel grown up. I don't know. But yet in that moment, I think that it's so much easier to work it out if you can, but if you know that there's no working it out, if you're shown that over and over and over within yourself, within your soul, within your circumstances, within what's going on, then suit up and roll up your sleeves and it's very interesting. Because there's no battle here. There's no war. And I know of situations of people that so vindictive, this is that things are tied up with hundreds of thousands of dollars in court fees and all of that. My whole divorce cost me, from start to finish, $1,000. Including filing fees. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I knew what the result was going to be. And it's exactly what it helps to be a little clairvoyant. So it comes in handy. And that's why I was in a puddle of tears, shaking my head, knowing this ain't going to be quick. This is going to be a couple years now. And I'm like, no. I just, oh. So, but time marches on. and the strength. Yeah, I feel very, very strong. And laser focused. And I think it's that primal mother instinct too. Mm. So I think that I'm just being led with that. And that's it. So it's, yeah.
Wow.
So there's no, yeah. So the cord's really, really cut. And it's very interesting because I went to see a spiritualist. I told you off the air. I don't know if I mentioned it on the air. I know she did. I feel that some of that was catalyzed or connected sort of within my energetic field, like to cut cords from some lower energies so that I can ascend to do what I need to do for my children and myself and my household.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
I know, right? That's why I guess I said, oh, God, it seems so long from Thursday to Tuesday because a lot
has
transpired.
Yeah. And for me, I had an interesting feeling yesterday because I've still sort of been in my little Elisa cave, just sort of staying in my room and really just doing little things this is really my space, just doing some little things like clearing out some stuff, just doing what I'm feeling I need to do, and then also doing some things just to relax a little bit as I go through and see about what is it that I want to be doing this year, like with my business and my and with the numerology, which I want to be another business,
yes.
And not just a hobby that I've been doing. And every so often I'll get paid for something. So those are
you and me both, sister.
Those are some things that I've been looking at. But then this past weekend, what day was it? Sunday. Sunday was my my uncle's birthday. So my uncle's birthday. So my aunt has, she remembers that. She knows his birthday is, it's the 6th. And she said that day that when she woke up, she kind of smelled his cologne.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, okay, that's good. But I'm not really connected to any of that in that sense. Like I sort of had said my thing with him and whatever I can do here, but that's their gig. if he wants to, still be a presence in this space, then, in the house, then that's obviously a house that they've lived in for a long time. So, okay. And I remember she had wanted to, she had a bunch of, she buys a lot of stuff, like a lot of fruit. And really, she is really the only one that eats the fruit because I'm not a big fruit person anymore. Like I used to eat maybe apples every so often, but was never really big into all this fruit. And so she had a bunch of bananas and she hadn't finished all of them. There was plenty. And she said a few days ago, she wanted to do get a recipe for banana bread. And I said, she asked me, I said, well, I'm not really a baker. I don't really cook anything.
Yes, madam.
Yeah.
What would you like for my culinary expertise? You got a chef coat. It says Elisa on the embroidered on.
Right.
You have flour on your face. You're wearing clogs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All day. All day.
So, I texted my sister-in-law because she has made banana bread before. It would be a good way to reconnect with her and my brother. I haven't really had a chance to chat with them in a couple of weeks. So she said, my main recipe, which is my grandmother's recipe, is still somewhere, filed away in storage, But she said she sent me a link to some Martha Stewart recipe. She said, but I've used this in the interim and it seems to be pretty good. I said, okay, perfect. Here I am, in today's world, I do everything on my phone. I have my laptop, but actually I need to get a new battery for it. So I can't really, it's running a little slow. So I do most of my stuff on my phone.
Right.
So, and I don't have a printer that I can trust anymore, so I don't print anything out.
Right.
And I didn't really think about it until yesterday because, you know,
right.
I told my aunt, you know, we've got, Sarah sent me this recipe. So, you know, when do you want to go to the grocery store? Because I know we don't have all this stuff. And she said, oh, you know, it's always something random. Well, maybe tomorrow. I said, okay, well, you just need to let me know because.
Maybe is cute, right? When somebody uses maybe,
yeah.
It's like, okay.
Well, maybe tomorrow. So we finally went.
So cute.
Finally went yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it was the middle of the day because it was at 2:00. She had finished her soaps, you know, all her shows in the morning, and the soaps that come on in the afternoon. So she said at 2:00, like 2:03, she's like, oh, you know, you're ready to go. I'm like, oh, okay. So then there's always like an additional thing that just because she's in a different world, you know.
Yeah, she is.
You know, so she's like, oh, and let's. Right. So let's get something to eat too. I'm hungry. I'm like, okay. And she wanted to eat some pot pies from Boston Market. I'm like, okay. So she just sort of plucks these ideas, you know, that don't so kind of, my
driving
people are kind of showing
illness.
Me.
Yeah.
Right. They're kind of showing me, you know, the difference between how I plan out my day and how she plans
yeah,
out
yeah.
her day.
Yeah. And she's excited to spend time with you out.
Well, and let's see, that's something that I always feel guilty about because to me, it's like a chore because I'm having
to
do a lot
of course it, well, of
a
course,
lot of
don't
extra
feel
thinking.
Bad, but don't feel bad. Listen, it would be weird if you were like all excited about it. Like, it's kind of healthy that you kind of feel like it. Do you know what I mean?
That means
you still got a life. Hello?
Yeah, I get
don't
it.
Don't feel bad.
You know, so
it's
we,
normal.
So we... You know, the closest Boston Market, the one that we normally go to is when we go out, you know, out to get adjusted, which isn't anywhere near where we live. And we weren't doing that. And then she wanted to go to Target. And it's all these, like, the whole point.
She's like, you know what, now that I have her hostage,
right.
now that I got her,
yeah.
She's smart.
Oh, I know
she's no fool this one.
I know she is.
Yep.
So here I am thinking a quick drive down to the grocery store and
no.
back.
No.
And then it's lunch. We got to go by Target. She wants to get a mixer. And then then I'm like, oh, and then we still need to get the groceries. But fortunately, you know, the way it worked out, the other Boston Market that I know about is closer to my old stomping grounds near where I went to school. And just down the road is a Target, which also has a grocery store.
See, their source lined it up for you.
So we go, but you know, it's where we eat, and that's fine, you know. And at first, you know, she had mentioned all these things she wants. She's like, you know, what else do we want to get? And I'm like, you know, there's a whole, you know, display right here of stuff.
I can imagine.
So she picks three sides, and then of course the question is, do you want to eat it here? Or is it to go? And at first she's like, we're going to eat it here. I said, let's get it to go because I'm not eating all this food,
right.
You know, in one sitting, and we're going to have to get lids for it anyway, but we'll eat it
right.
here, but we're just
right.
going to get it all to go. Did that. And of course we had tons of food left over. And so
right.
in my head, I'm also thinking it's kind of warm here today. I don't want to be sitting, you know, this food to be sitting in this car for, you know,
ooh.
For hours while we're strolling Target, which is always a big trap of, I didn't know I needed this.
Right, right. It's always a peruse. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm like, I was really feeling a little agitated after a while. I'm like, okay.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. It's now, you know, what, 3:00. And
rush hour traffic?
Yeah, so afternoon, I mean, I get it because there's a block of time in the middle of the day that I would normally go out, but that's exactly when she's, you know, glued to the TV. So I'm like, whatever. So she, you know, she's like, okay, well, you know, let's go to Target. And I said, yes. And they have a grocery store here. So let's get the ingredients here.
That was fate. Yes. Super Target.
And she's like, oh yeah. Okay. So yeah, the Super Target. So,
right.
So we go through and I'm not familiar with this Target. It's been decades since I've really had to go to this one. So you know, and like, crap, you know, it's not like we can just race in and go to all the places that I know. Not that I even know where
yeah,
everything is necessarily,
right.
But, you know, the layout's a little different from the one that we normally get to. So I'm feeling a little more agitated because I'm like, gosh, you know, now I have to. You know, so she, of course, wants to get all the groceries first. I'm thinking we should probably get the groceries last, but whatever.
She's milking that cow. She's like, come on, Bessie.
Well, you know, for me, because that's all perishable food. And I'd rather we pick up the mixer, get the perishables, and go. So we finally figure out where the appliances are, which is nowhere near where I thought it was going to be. So of course we end up traveling the entire store. I got my steps
in. Like a football field, that place.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, good Lord. So we find it, and she said she needed to get a bowl. I said, so are we looking for bowls or a mixer? Like, I'm not clear. And she said, I have the bowl. I said, okay. So we got a mixer. So then it was a whole aisle of mixers with bowls.
Oh, Lord.
And bowls. And she said, which one is good? I'm like, oh, God, I really don't know.
So meanwhile
really
like Daddy
know.
Domestic, Consumer Reports.
Right.
I probably have
mix an old mixer that my aunt from my other side gave me that's in the garage somewhere, but you know, I'm like, no, I'm not even going to dig through. I don't know if I have it anymore. I don't even want to put it out there. you know,
that's another project. That's another rabbit hole. You already got yourself into one.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, no need to, you know, spend half my day digging through the garage. So we kind of quibbled over, well, about this one? And, you know, she's picking stuff, and I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. I don't want you to pick something that you don't know how to work. Because still in my head, I'm thinking, oh, you know, I'll just give her the recipe, and she'll do it.
Oh.
But the reality of it is, because we ended up getting everything, but I was feeling just agitated, and I'm like, we got to get back. And then as we're in the car, and I'm like, she said, yeah. I said, when are you going to start this? Are you going to do this, like, right when we get home or later on tonight? And she said, probably right when we get home. I said, okay, well, you know, the thing is, the recipe is on my phone. She's like, yeah, if you can just write
Lord
it out.
Jesus.
I said, no. No, I don't have time to write it out. But that does not – there's no time to write this stuff out. I'm not going to do that.
Quick question. Okay. What was the date that this took place, and when was her husband's birthday?
This was yesterday, and birthday was Sunday, so the day before.
Okay. You know what this is? That it's like how married people act. This is that. Ooh. That's. This is so deep. This is so deep. That's how married people act. She probably missed it.
And I probably responded the exact same way
just,
you did.
Just like, yeah, so she's like, yeah, so she's like, bring it on. She's like, could you wear a denim shirt, a work shirt while you talk to me? Okay.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Oh,
that's how
God.
Married people act. And unconsciously, she probably, I mean, is very unconscious. She missed him. She's missing him. So that cellular memory is going to respond birthday and death anniversary.
Yeah.
So those.
Yeah.
Yeah. So around what time of year did he pass roughly?
That was in September, I want to say.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what it is. So, September and then January. That's where that DNA, so to speak, or that field gets activated.
Yeah.
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 That's it.
Yeah. So I, you know,
that's
it.
That's deep, and that's hard for you. Cause
yeah.
It's like, look. Oh, and I get it. You know. Mm. I really understand. It gets frustrating when there's other things that you could be doing, but clearly there's this familiar family bond
Right.
There's also the respect of an elder. You really can't say mm-hmm. too much in protest. You know, there's only a limited amount that you can sort of put your foot down with.
Mm.
And then the rest is kind of like put on you. And it's frustrating because you have absolutely no say in it. You have no say
right.
in it. So it's painted into that corner of obligation.
Mm.
Yeah. And also, you know, you're thinking about reflecting on this new year and the energy that we're all sensing. You know, you can ask yourself the question, do you want to find yourself in the exact same environment 1 year from now?
Right.
And
right.
that would be a, what would the response, it's either yes or no. So,
well,
what,
yeah, that's a no. That's definitely
well,
yeah, a no.
That would be a no. And in my case, I don't see myself falling apart over something that I'm not going to get.
Right.
I don't see myself crying over this in a year. I see myself thriving because of this in a year.
Right.
So that's complicated. Yeah, it's very bittersweet.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so, you know, the doing of it, I realized, I said, after we got home, I said, look, you know, give me an hour and a half to at least
right.
get some work done.
Right.
And then we'll start the process. We'll bake the banana bread.
So you go do it with her?
Oh, we did it last night.
You did it together?
We did it last night. Kind of.
Ish. Right.
Because who's the only one reading off the phone? Me.
I knew, right, of
and
course.
And she's got everything together. Okay, so where do we, you know, let me start with the bananas. I'm like, well, why don't we read the directions first? Because I've never made banana bread.
They're married people.
Why don't we read directions first so we'll know the order and what to put. We have all the ingredients, but we don't know the measurements.
I love it.
We don't know, you know, like what kind of pan
you're
going to use.
There's math involved. I love it.
Right. And she just, you know, so she mashed the bananas. We used all of the bananas. And then she did some cleanup. She got some of the stuff, like the measuring spoons out. But pretty much I'm the one like, okay, let me take out this new mixer out of the box.
Right,
and,
of course. See, marry people.
So, oh, my God. So
that's amazing.
So, but it's really good banana bread. That
See, but that's the fruits of your labor, literally.
In a bundt cake pan. It was really good. But, yeah. So I made, it was with chocolate chips and not nuts.
Ooh. I don't like banana bread, but I would like it with that.
It's good.
Walnuts and chocolate chips?
No, we didn't put any nuts. I don't want, because I didn't think she could actually eat the nuts.
Oh, yes.
She said, I usually like them with nuts. I'm like, okay, well, next time. Because
right.
I was asking her, oh, chocolate chips sound good. I'm like, all right. I didn't know nuts was,
oh, I got
was
it.
An
okay.
option.
Right.
So, I mean, I just assumed that, you know, she probably wouldn't want them in there. I guess it depends
right.
on if she wants her teeth in or not. I don't know. So,
that's another phone call. Right.
So, yeah, so it was, but I remember just yesterday feeling a little bad about wanting to rush her, but I'm like, if we like do this, meander through the store, it's not going to be
pretty
good
much
for
every
me.
Time. Yeah. It makes you crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not, and that's, and like the thing is there's some people who like to, it really depends on your mindset. There's some people who like to peruse, and there's some people it's like boom, 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 boom. I happen to be a hybrid.
Yeah.
I happen to be a hybrid.
Oh, you know? No, I mean, you know, depending on the situation, I don't mind.
Right.
Like if we have agreed to a day of what we, you know,
right,
there's some things we need to look for. But
right.
this was to
yeah,
make
yeah, you're blindsided a little bit. I understand.
You know, then I would probably have figured out, you know, a better time.
Right.
Or, you know, I would have told
yeah.
her, you know, let's record your shows so we can actually leave the house
See,
at
exactly.
a decent hour.
Right.
So there are things that I would do.
Well, you know, that's
was,
a very
really
good point,
sort of
actually.
On the fly.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
That's a really good point. So you can have that conversation with her, you know, like, let me know
mm-hmm.
in advance when you think is good. Let's pick a, you know, I think that's good. Because
it's good, but it's there's usually a whenever you're ready. You know, whenever you're
right.
available. I'm like, okay.
All right. All right. So you tried.
Okay. But you're still gonna. No, I know the pattern for this. And,
yeah, of course
so,
you do.
Yeah,
absolutely.
What logically right. would make sense with other people? It's not.
No, I get it. No, because you're dealing with another generation. You're dealing with a different
right.
culture. You're dealing with a different mind. Oh, I know. I know.
Yeah. I know
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
I know you know.
So
yeah.
So I get it.
But yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense that it's connected with him and that
yeah.
feeling and
she missed
yeah,
that.
I think that's what was so perplexing and a little agitated. Well, there's a lot of things that were agitating about it, but that you know, that whole married couple thing, like I definitely felt like the dude, like, I really don't even care. You know, just tip one of these
exactly.
into the basket.
Why I was laughing to myself, like, oh my God.
Like,
and just wait, and just
all you
and just,
need.
just wait when you get into a relationship, depending on what type of person that you get into a relationship with.
Oh, I hope I'm attracting somebody that's a little different than that. You know,
right?
Where
right.
you know,
but you never know. You just never know. That
I
might
know.
Be your karma.
I know.
That might be your karma. That's really,
it,
I don't mean that in a bad
be.
Way. I just think it's funny. I just think it's funny.
It will not be. Oh my gosh, it will not be. I'm telling my guys right now that they know.
Do not send me somebody who gets into like that whole like wife husband dynamic. Please do not do that.
Yeah.
Do not do that.
Yeah.
And that's very traditional. It's very old. How old's your aunt? 70 something?
She'll turn 75 this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean. And, you know, look how I'm spending a lot of my vacation time, like with older people, with my parents, and seeing,
oh my God,
you know,
that's
in
right.
their later years, how that has played out. And really, you know, most of the people I know have been in long-term relationships, you know, and
mm-hmm.
are still in marriages. And and it's interesting, you know, how the dynamics are, because I'm very familiar with the beginnings of one, but not necessarily like that long term. We've been in it, you know, for
yeah.
years and years and years, and we built
yeah.
up a life together.
Yeah,
and
you're not missing anything.
Seen,
it's okay.
But I've seen how different things play out, and there are some, you know,
mm-hmm.
some definite points where it's very familiar, that push and pull and the clash of wills and that
oh
kind
my
of
God.
Stuff. And that, you know, that I've definitely seen, but I've also seen how people will work through them. Or like I met up with one of my friends Sunday night. This is one of my old fraternity and college friends. He is out in New Zealand with his family, but every year they come
oh,
back
you
to together.
Oh, you saw
that
when you went to New Zealand.
Yeah. And so they come back every so often, in part because, you know, they're technically still American citizens, but, you know,
right.
they have to come back,
sure they do.
Take
yeah.
care of some things. And so they were home for the holidays. Plus, by the way, he gets 5 weeks vacation time because of where he works in New Zealand.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But he and I met just, you know, we had a late kind of snack, and it wasn't even dinner because neither one of us was really hungry, but neither one of us was drinking. He had to drive the next morning with his family, so, and I knew he was still kind of tired. He's kept a pretty busy pace since he's been back in the States. So we just sat and chatted, and he and his wife, who I've met, they have a really solid partnership. Now, what's
mm-hmm.
interesting is they're both Tauruses. They're both have the same birthday, but I think she may be either a year or two younger or older. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But they have the same birthday.
Oh, wow.
So to me, that's fascinating because
yeah.
I'm like, I used to only date Tauruses, and I just, you know.
Really?
I get the familiarity with it, but then I also remember the madness of it. But he,
sure.
said, well, we have a really good communication. And so he said when we were first dating and when I decided I wanted to marry her, I had to look at, you know, who she is now, not who I hope
mm-hmm.
she will be,
mm-hmm.
you know, and hoping to change. And he said,
mm-hmm.
I've just always kept that in mind. And so he's like, I think I made a really good choice.
Wow.
And so I'm like, well, all right. you know, these pearls of wisdom. You know, it was really good. And and it's interesting because they have two, you know, kids. They're one's not quite a teenager yet, and one's a few years younger. So he said, you know, but kids, he said, you know, having kids, I love them. Don't get me wrong, but yeah, they'll drive you crazy.
Oh,
and
my
his
God.
Wife is like, how come, you know, you can't talk to the kids the same way you talk to me? Because he said, you know, like he said, they have good conversation, they have good communication. He said, well, I'm not married to them. It's so funny how he said it. But he said, yeah, they just, you know, they're kids and they're going to test your patience and they're going to push. And he's like, I really lose it. But, you know, if it were my wife, it's completely different the way he approaches it.
Right.
So I thought that was really
very wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really enjoy spending time with him. He's been a really good friend, even if we don't get to see each other or really stay in touch. But maybe every couple years, it was really nice to see that. And he's a couple years younger than I am. So, I love how well he's done. And he didn't come from, you know, a great background in terms of his family dynamics. You know, he's the first to tell you that. So I think that's why I think the same for his wife, and, you know, they just had some interesting things in their family dynamics growing up that really shaped what the type of relationship they wanted to have, for marriage. And it's worked, you know, it's really worked. I mean, they travel well together. I'm just taking that all in, but I'm aware of how some of these things will play out. And at any given moment, you know, that's just a snapshot, and that's not usually how it is 24/7. You hope not, at least, if it's really rough. But, you know, eyes wide open.
So it's very interesting, what you're exposed to, or what you've been exposed to.
And
you were with your cousins and they were a little bit younger than you, and that was a different type of energy. And then you go right into traveling with your family, with your parents, and that's a different mindset generation. And then you're back at your aunt's place, and it's like, ooh. It's interesting because you probably got a sense, an immersive sense, because your cousins, they're your family. It wasn't like, you know, you're traveling with friends and things. You're traveling also with family, but it was entirely different.
Right.
Entirely different, yeah. So it really was one extreme to the next.
Cousins, out of that group, because one of them wasn't my cousin, but, you know, two of them, out of that group, two of them or half of them had been married before and were divorced, and the two have never been married. So
there you go.
You
different,
know, it,
different
it
thing.
Is
yeah.
Very different, and it's funny because the cousin who was married and divorced, it was definitely the dad. You know, he's like, you know, always asking questions about, you know, what time are we meeting, and, you know, did you check on this? And in fact, one of my cousins had said, "Okay, Dad, yeah, we got it. It's all good. It's all taken care of."
It's cute.
He's like, "Hang on, I just wanted to know," and I'm like, I'm just cracking up. I'm like, "Yep, that's definitely." And this is my, you know, these are all my younger cousins, so this is probably the cousin in age who was closest to me.
Right.
And growing up, you know, he was such a different person, and now, you know, here he is, kind of a little jaded, and he's got two teenagers, one's in college, and he's divorced, and he's been. The thing is, you know, I love him, and I think he's a great guy, but I can see where, you know, he's in that dad mode, and you know, it's what he's used to. what he's used to.
Right. And they're wired for that. Yeah, and sometimes it's hard to break out of it.
He's the oldest. Child in his family. He's the oldest son, the first to get married and the first to have kids. He's definitely wired that way. And I, you know, because I hadn't really traveled with him in any sense of the word, really, because I used to spend summers, you know, visiting with him and his family, and when we were younger. So that's, you know, that's what I remember. But him as a grown-up, beyond parties, no. I hadn't seen him like that.
People
but
change.
I'm like, yeah,
like,
dude, yeah. He's totally like, you know, his mindset was to be worried about the group and worried about all the plans we're making and, you know, are we on time and is this the right bus or, you know.
Right. No.
I was kind of cracking up like, it's all right. You can breathe. No wonder you never sleep. Like, I get it. You don't sleep well because you're so like, doing all these worries and, you know, anticipations of more worry. So, who knows, you know, I mean, like that is not my dad. You know, if I were to think about fathers, like that's something my dad never really worried about.
No,
some of the things that kind of run through and, but I tell you, you know, the connections, like, and I was telling my friend the other night when we were just, you know, kind of, he was asking me about my travels. And I said, yeah, my dad was doing some stuff on this trip that it reminded me that it's because they're getting older, but it's stuff that I hadn't had to deal with before, which stuff I have to get used to because there was going to be stuff I've never had to deal with before. So in terms of expectations of what I think my parents can do or what anyone else can do that I'm friends with or I'm, you know, in relation with, it's this understanding, like little things like taking care of your laundry while you're on the ship. You know, there's stuff you have to fill out. You put it in a bag, you know, you send it off. It comes back. You know, you check everything. And so, you know, we, again, because we, you know, we are the family, we have to be very, very, you know, thrifty about it. We want to pack as much clothes in there. And I'm like, that's fine, but I don't want to go through your laundry. I'll do some things, but like, I draw the line, obviously, at underwear. And socks. I don't want to touch. So, I think to get things started, I had done it for them because it was just easier. Like, we needed to get it done.
Right.
And get it ready because, like, we really need to get the laundry done. And so by the time, you know, I was like, let me just do it real quick. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, can you add this to the list? I'm like, no. Like, I'm not doing my laundry yet. So you have this sheet of paper and you can, like, it's not a big room. We're in a cabin. It's not a big room on a ship. So it's not, and, you know, it's not like, oh, I got to go out of my way. It's right by the door. So, but he would be like, oh, if he saw me anywhere near the laundry bag, he's like, oh, could you? I'm like, no. No, I don't. I don't want to do that.
That's funny.
You know, so he, okay. And so he looked at it and then he'd ask me, he's like, so what is this? He like, just try to like list it on the sheet. Like, so what we call this? I'm like, I call it your clothes, Dad. Those are your clothes. You need to figure out if it's a shirt, a t-shirt,
God.
There's all these different, oh, so what do you call this? I'm like, oh my God. So, I think part of it is his vision really isn't as great anymore.
Yeah.
You know, but it's that, you know, to me, it's that same feeling of like, I know you're capable of doing this. So why are we making this such a big deal?
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
I had to kind of rein it in a little bit, but it's still that feeling because it's a very familiar feeling because of where I live.
It's
a familiar feeling of, are you just trying to get out of doing something that you're actually fully capable of doing, but you just don't want to do it, or do you actually need help with it?
Right. Yeah. There's a very fine line, and yeah, it's a very delicate place when you're so used to older people, your parents, whoever, and then all of a sudden you start seeing like that turnaround, their vulnerability, and that's a lot, and it's very interesting.
Yeah,
because, go ahead.
I think I could handle it with it where, you know, I can understand and I can get around the physical indications of
it's more the helplessness,
getting older.
Like, what does this mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, how long have you been in this country? Like,
but,
I get it.
Right.
I get it.
But the mental,
and it's a trap
stuff.
That people fall. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's that, And also, I think what you're doing, I mean, you have compassion. I think you're the compassion is creating more space, and we're having the conversation. But at the same token, I think it's healthy to kind of have that conversation of, well, you can fill out this form, you know,
right?
You can do, and I think it's good. It's good for their mind. So
right.
Now, I didn't plan to have my life, you know, fall apart in the last 3 years while my mother's in her 80s. I didn't plan for that.
Right.
But I have to say, I find that it's therapeutic for both of us. One, she's my mother and I adore her. And we're having the relationship that we never really had ever, like an intimate relationship, so yay. And I can feel good about that. And I also feel like I'm really engaging her mind. And I want to get opinions filtered through the voice of reason and experience.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And it's another sense of purpose that she has, because she has grandchildren and we're trying to figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I think
I think it's
good. I think it's a healthy mixed bag. And there's some things where she will be very, you know, firm about, and I joke and I'm like, you're the boss. Okay, because that's that respect thing. Okay,
right.
You're the boss. And it's not that I don't make my points known, and I do, but at the end of the day, it's very respectful. But at the same token, we're not going to let people get away with something that there's no reason for them to get away with that, or there's no reason for them to get comfortable with that. Like, no.
Right.
And it's boundaries.
Right.
So I really understand. So I think it's healthy, actually. It's healthy. Like the fact that you were, you know, giving the directions for the recipe with your aunt on the phone, but she was still independent in making and accomplishing that task, right?
Well, she did the bananas. Yeah, she had very, very limited stuff. But yeah, I mean,
she did though.
Yeah. She kind of, you know, was hovering and cleaned up and that kind of stuff. But it was,
right.
I knew when I looked at the bigger picture, I'm like, pretty sure I'm going to be the one, like,
right,
I'm going to be the
it.
One doing this.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Where is the stuff in your kitchen?
Right.
I do want to say we do have a hand raised. Do we have, I know it's like the last minute and a half, but.
Yeah, the one thing I'm going to say is I don't have access to the the database.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
But yeah, we can take a call.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, is it Brittany?
No.
Oh,
no,
I'm sorry.
It's Tessa.
Oh, my God, Tessa. Okay. Hi, darling.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good. Did you hear I don't have access to the database right this second?
Yeah, I just heard. I was listening to you guys talk.
Yeah,
we're
coming.
Like,
yeah.
Go
ahead.
Yeah, so... I just want to see how everybody's doing. It's New Year. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year. And you're thriving. You're doing beautifully in your new, how's your new house? Your new space?
I love it. Yep.
I
would love it. I'm getting ready to, I had a vision board party with my sisters and my cousins this past weekend. And so I'm still trying to clean up. TJ's out of school today, sick.
Oh.
He has strep, so.
Yeah, hello.
Mm.
Well, he's at the age. That's what they get. That's when all this stuff happens. Yeah.
Yeah, like, we just got back. Like, yesterday was the first day of school back, and he's like.
Of course.
Oh, it's time to come back home, Mom, but it's okay.
He's so sweet. Just seeing, like, on Instagram, oh, my God. And I remember meeting him a few years ago when he was much younger. But what a sweet spirit that you are really you're doing such a good job. So if there's any message for you, It would be just, you're doing a great job.
Oh.
You're doing a great job.
Thank
That's just
you.
From the energy, and you're really past that sort of that gray area of not being sure and not being certain. And it's interesting because at the beginning of the show, I was just talking about, it's like, I don't know what the hell's going on, but it's like, it doesn't matter. I'm moving forward. I got this. I have to.
Mm-hmm.
I got the kids. And that's really, I think you're at that place where it's just like, okay, you don't have time to be like, do I, should I? I don't know. What do you, no, we don't have time for that. It's like, okay, I gotta work with the resources that I have. And I think it comes back to the same thing that I said earlier, Tessa. You tell me if you agree or not. That I think where you worked underground over many, many years, that what came to the surface, what came to the light was that it's enough for you to value yourself. When you value yourself, then you really own your life and what you need to do for yourself and your household. And I think that right?
That's definitely like something I've been thinking about this past week, about like me and my cousin, we were talking about natal charts, and we were talking about our rising signs, and I was saying that, you know, mine is a Leo, and she was like, I was saying, but you know, like my sister, she's a Leo as well, but I was like, because like the rising sign, she was like, you don't want to be seen, but you're going to be seen regardless. So you have to be comfortable
right.
with that. And I was like, so I was like, that's definitely what it is. Like me and my, and it's crazy, like both, like my sister, like I said, her son is a Leo. I'm a rising Leo, but we're both big girls. Like just, I don't know what it is about how I was telling her, because I see her birthday all the time, 8/13, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about my middle sister, but she's constantly following me since childhood.
Interesting.
Even adulthood, I always see her birthday everywhere.
Interesting.
It's definitely something just trying to be, I just want to step out this year and be seen and, you know, be comfortable with my gifts, you know.
Yeah.
I'm more open to exploring my gifts. I think in the past I was more timid about that part of myself.
Yeah, you were.
Well, there was a lot, and you were also in a household situation that you really couldn't. I mean, the first one when it was your dad before you went to Savannah. You know what I mean? So you had a lot of healing to do and recovery.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're doing it,
and
now you're in your own
yep.
space, which is amazing. So
and I was just talking to my sister, I'm like, it just feels so nice to just open the key and walk in. And
it's your place. It's your place.
It's mine. There's nobody here. But it makes me also appreciate, like, I do miss my mom.
Of course.
So it makes me appreciate, like, the 2 years I did get to spend with her.
Yes,
because
which is
once I
great.
Left her, yeah.
Yeah. And
so
great
I,
for her, too.
The bright side of everything. Yeah.
Always. Yeah. So happy, happy, happy New Year. And call in again, and I would be very happy to pull a message from the database. But I have to say, energetically, just connecting to your field, you're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
Just be patient. I think that's the one. That's the last thing on the list. Is the patience. but that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
We all have our thing to deal with, so that's okay. We're all impatient. That's just nature.
Mm-hmm.
But congratulations, seriously, on your home,
your
beautiful son, on your artwork, on you just, you know, creating a beautiful life for you and your son. I think it's great. I commend you. And what else are we going to do, right? We don't have a choice. We got to be fabulous all day. All right, my dear. Love you.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Oh, it's
talk
nice
to
that she checked in. I haven't talked to her in a
minute.
Yeah, it's been a while,
yeah.
So she'll call back. We'll spend
yeah.
a little more time. Yay. So what an interesting conversation, as always. So, yeah. I mean, you're talking about banana bread, but it's so much deeper than that, you know? So, really, it's crazy. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this particular show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Have a great day. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Tell me something good. Tell me that.